Says the Sefer Shmiras HaLoshon in Shar Zechira Perek Yud Aleph. We are right before the paragraph Bayu Uru'u Kamagodu Koyach HaShalom. We are around a few lines above that, and we'll begin that paragraph in a minute. Once again, we're discussing here how important and powerful peace is, and he tells us as follows. Ve'ezahu Redifa Shalom. What is a case of Redifas Shalom, of running after peace? Kach Amru Chazal, Ze Medaber Shalom B'Shas HaMachlekes. There's a person, now what I'm about to say is, in my humble opinion, one of the most difficult things to do in life. He says, not that you're speaking peace when you greet somebody, good morning, how are you, when you got your parking spot, when you got all the green lights, when you woke up, you feel refreshed. But we're talking b'shas hamachlekes. When the other person is upset at you, and b'shas hamachlekes, a person responds and tells the person, I understand your position. Please hear my position. Let's discuss it. Let's try to make peace about it. No, it's very easy for me to say this right now. I'm not in machlekes on the but b'shas machlekes, when there's a machlekes, when the blood pressure is rising, when the heart is pounding, when the person's face turns a little red, not from embarrassment, but from fury. Ve'ezi rediva shalom, what's rediva shalom, says the Chafetz Chaim, kach amru Chazal, he brings from Chazal, ze amedabe shalom b'shas machlekes. Person who speaks shalom, he speaks with peace at the time of machlokes. Umevatel kvoidei mipnei harabim. And he's mevatel kvoidei, he nullifies himself. We're discussing bittul chametz these days. He's mevatel himself, his kavod. Mevatel kvoidei mipnei harabim, for the rabbim. Kederach shehu, who did this? She'osu Moshe Rabbeinu lova shalom. Moshe Rabbeinu, where did Moshe Rabbeinu do this? Vayakom Moshe, says the pasuk Midbar Tezayin Chafei. Vayakom Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu got up. He picked himself up. Vayelech, and he went. El Dason Vaviram. Who did Moshe Rabbeinu go to? Dason Vaviram. Moshe Rabbeinu, the God of Ador, the leader of Klal Yisrael. Peh, he spoke straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He picks himself up. He's mevatel is covered. And he goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he goes to Dasam Aviram, and he wants to make shalom with Dasam Aviram. Who is Dasam Aviram? Dasam Aviram are these two people who ever since Moshe Rabbeinu, right there on the left, ever since Moshe Rabbeinu tried to help Klal Yisrael, it's these two people are always making trouble. Dasam Aviram. Ever since Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to help Klal Yisrael, for years, Dasan Vaviram are causing trouble. It is Dasan Vaviram who were fighting with each other, as Neil just pointed out. It is Dasan Vaviram who, with the Lashon Hara, told Paro that Moshe Rabbeinu killed Ish Mitzri, right? He killed the Mitzri. And this is why Moshe Rabbeinu ran for his life. They tried to kill him. And Hashem, of course, made an ace. And his neck turned to stone, to marble. And he made all the executioners blind. He was able to run away. Stasen Vaviram, time and time again, trying to cause problems and sorrows and machlekes and strife. Moshe Rabbeinu is in a vatel, his covet. He puts his covet aside. And he says, you know what? If I can try to make peace between me and these two people, it will help Klal Yisrael. Because you know why? They're causing a lot of tzaras to Klal Yisrael. And he doesn't say to himself, okay, I'm going to send them an email. I'm going to send them a message. I'll invite them to come to me. We'll have a tea together. No, they're having a call. I'm having a tea. I'll invite them to have a tea. Have a coffee. Whatever you want. He doesn't do that. He doesn't invite them to him. He picks himself up. He's mevatel is covered. And he goes to speak to Dasan Aviram. The Chavetz Chaim doesn't discuss it over here. What's the response of Dasan Aviram? Not interested. Not interested at all. But what does he want to teach us? Moshe is referred to Moshe Rabbeinu. As Avram Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, our fathers, our forefathers. Moshe Rabbeinu is referred to as our teacher, our master, our teacher. He's teaching us a lesson. Mevatel your kavod. You know, there's a chazal that tells us that a person should make himself like the midbar, like the desert. What does it mean, like the desert? Just like everyone tramples over the desert. You step on the sand, I call doshin olav, everyone tramples on the desert. So too, we should make ourselves like the midbar. Now, I want to say a pshat. Chazal telling us we should make ourselves like the midbar. Not that someone else makes us like the midbar. What does that mean? Someone else who tramples on us, then we get slighted. How could you have done it to me? But if we make ourselves like the midbar, then when someone steps on us, okay, so he stepped on us. And these are very high madrigas, very high levels to aspire for. But we have to realize what our goals are. He continues, what does it mean, Radifa Shalom? Chavetz Chaim is asking the question, what does it mean, Radifa Shalom? The Mevatel HaSokov, one who puts aside his business, his everyday business, Umeitel Shalom Bein Ish Leishtoi, Bein Odom Lachaveiroi, Bein Rav Litalmidoi. A person who puts aside his business affairs. What does it mean to put aside his business affairs? It means he puts aside the ability to make money. He puts aside his own interests. And he spends time to try to make peace. Bein Ish Leishtoi, between a man and his wife. Bein Odom Lachaveiroi, between a man and his friend. Bein Rav LeTalmidoi, between a Rebbe and a Talmud. Ba'afilu u'ayisa suda l'shneihen kidei lahatil sholem beinehen. And even to the point where the person makes a banquet, makes a meal for these two, for the purpose of promoting peace between them. I serve a good meal sometimes, and it goes a long way. I know we're all expecting Frank to come in with the food. When you see him tomorrow, he'll say, don't be disappointed, he doesn't have the food. Now, the emphasis, before we see the next paragraph, the emphasis is as follows. In life, my wife just told me, she called me before, that my 3-year-old has the flu. She asked him about the medicine to pick it up. She, okay. We have to take sometimes preventative medicine. In life, Talmud Torah is preventative medicine. We're learning Torah here that when the situation, if the nisayon, if this challenge will come up, we should daven to Hashem, we should be zoicha to pass this challenge, pass this test. That's one of the reasons what the Torah does for us. It changes a person. There's a statement where a person said, when I was years ago, he said, if I would see, and those of us who don't know who said this, it's like a mere mile of me, who said this to who? And those who do know, please listen carefully, because there's a very powerful point. Someone made a statement. If I would see a Talmud Chacham, I would take a bite out of this Talmud Chacham. I would bite him like a donkey. I might have told you a story once. I was chased by a donkey. Not intentionally. The donkey was being chased by a dog. And I was walking back to my dorm. This was late at night in Yeshiva years ago in Eretz Yisrael. And when I tell the story to my children, they think like, you know, there are donkeys and dogs running around everywhere in Eretz Yisrael. You know, there was a moshav. There was a Shiva moshav. And I'm walking to my dorm room. it's dark, and all of a sudden I hear like this pit pattering, you know, like, you know, this. I'm like, well, that sounds a little good. It's coming closer and a little closer, and then a little closer. And I turn around, I see there's this donkey charging right at me, and I quickly start running. And I'm running, and my room is around 35 feet in front of me. And then I start hearing barking sound. And there's this dog chasing the donkey. I just haven't been in front of the donkey. So I quickly run with all my might, and I whip that door open, and I slam it shut, and I'm trying to catch my breath. And it was a little late at night, and another person from the dorm, he comes out, he sees me, like, trying to breathe. He says to me, "You okay?" I said, "I'm okay now," once I was able to talk. "I'd bite a Talmud Chacham like a donkey," he said. Who said this? Rabbi Kiva said this. Talmidim said to him, "Rabbeinu, Lamdeinu, teach us. Why would you bite like a donkey? Is it more common to bite like a dog? You know that dog chasing the donkey? Why would you bite like a donkey?" The response is what? "Because when a donkey bites, he breaks the bone. When a dog bites, he just gets into the skin. But the donkey bite breaks the bone." Who said this? Rabbi Kiva said this. "When I was in Am Haaretz," he said, I would see a Talmud Chacham, I would hate him so much. I'd want to bite him like a donkey." The Torah transformed this person, Akiva, into one of the greatest people that ever lived in this world. Into one of the greatest Tanoim. 24,000 Talmidim. Everlasting Torah that we have from Rabbi Akiva. That's what the power of Torah does. It transforms a person to want to bite someone like a donkey to one of the greatest tzaddikim that ever existed. So that's what Torah is doing for us here as well. When a person learns Torah, he is imbuing, he's putting inside of him the antidote. That if the nisayon will come up, he should be prepared to remind himself, "Wait a minute, how do I respond to this situation?" He's in the heat of the moment. The battle is on. Does he say what he wants to say? Or does he say what the Torah says he could say? So we have the words here, Kach Amru Chazal. What does it mean, Radifa Shalom? Just repeating the words to make sure we ingrain it, if we can ingrain it into our system. I'm talking to myself. Could come along for the ride. I'm talking to myself, I'm telling you, this is not easy. I know. We've all been in those situations, I assume, in life. Now, when there's a machlekes, and especially when we all know it's right, we all know that we are right. For someone to do something so disrespectful, so non-caring, and you see very straightforward, the reason why they did what they did is because all they do is they care about themselves. They only see this one road, one situation. And you see this person who doesn't care about anybody else, he'll step on you just that he can advance in life. Still, Rediva Shoah means that his mevatel kvoidim nei harabim. B'shas ha-machlekes, he nullifies himself for the rabbim. And we see this by Moshe Rabbeinu. Next paragraph. Bayu uru'u, come and see. Kama godol koyach ha-sholem, how powerful, how important is the power of peace. Shebetchilas b'riyosoy shel olam, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the beginning of the creation of the world, nis'asek HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'boroi b'dovar shel sholem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world with this peace. He was involved with creating the world through peace. How do we see this? Shenemar, Pasuk says in Bereishis, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, Vayomer Elokim Yor, Hashem said, let there be light. So how do we see peace over here? Uminayin, how do we know Sha'or Shalom, that or the light is peace? Shenemar, it says, a pasuk which we're familiar with, we've heard in the past, in Yeshayim Mem Hein Zayin, Yotzer Or, the creator, the former of light, who Boirei Choshech, and creates darkness, Oysa Shalom, he makes peace, Uboirei Ra, and created evil, the concept to exist. Mikan, Amru Chazal, from here, Chazal tell us, Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Chav Gimel Beis, Ner Beisoi V'Kiddush Hayoyim, Near Beis Yodif, if a person has a scenario, situation, where he does not have enough money for candles, for Shabbos, or for Kiddush, to make Kiddush and Shabbos, which mitzvah comes first? The Kiddush of Shabbos, or the candle lights on the Shabbos night? Says the Gemara, Near Beis Yodif, the candles come first. Why? Mishum Shalom Beisoi. Because of Shalom Bayis. Many takonus were established because of peace, Daki Shalom. And he continues in the Maran Gittin, which we'll stop here for today, and Mr. Shem will pick up tomorrow, of the takonus that Chazal instituted in order to make sure that we have peace.